When you stand between two mirrors, it looks cool, but it really doesn't mean anything special. Here begins a vast and unfinished inquiry. There's another secret hovering over every point we get to. Take the old standby conversation of what would be the best way to die that we trot out when we find ourselves in mixed company and we feel light and death a long way off. A conversation of solace, as if we had a say in things, as if things listened to and could take a hint. I remember a story I read years ago, another of the sci-fi stories through which I formed my philosophy of life, where this old actor in the future was reprising a role, but now actors were robots, so he was playing with an all-robot cast. He was the only one alive on stage. And he had this idea to make it the end, his final exit, and fuck you to the state of things. So he put a real gun in the robot's props, so that when the robot shoots him at the end of the play, he'll go out, literally, with a bang. It will be his desperation and his triumph. But then as the play unfolds, he slowly changes his mind about the play unfolding to his death. And there is also good in the world. There are simple things that at moments such as these become everything. I want a glass of water. I want that gum. What was it called? You know, that gum we all liked as kids. But he's an actor, you know. The show must go on. So there he is in the final act. The final act. Having to feed the robot actor the line that the robot needs to be able to shoot him. And we're in this play too, right? As the play is the thing. And here are your lines. Here's your cue.